Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
You call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling.
If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me today on the show once again is BBB Beautiful. Big shout. What's up, man?
What's happening? I was just reading this little report that said the salary cap projection for the NBA is expected to be lower than what they thought. They said it would be $107 million. Now they're saying it's only going to be $102 million, which means that the Warriors are going to have to find a way to create some cap space because they will have none.
They will have none?
They will have absolutely none. And then they only will be allowed to go with the luxury tax to $122 million next year instead of the $127. Whew, next summer it's going to be tricky. But let's worry about the Warriors this year. Talking about D-Wade real quick, I know we didn't touch on it heavy because we're not Miami people. But why?
What are you talking about?
Why would he leave, man? I mean, it was only, it's only $7 million more.
Let me tell you why.
Why he leave?
Let's see. Last summer, you give Chris Bosh the max deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You look at D-Wade. As I heard from my good friend Stephen A. Smith say, because we're like that. No, I'm just kidding. Stephen A. Smith said, per Dwayne Wade's words, you made me fight tooth and nail for every bit of money you was going to give me. But you turned around and Chris Bosh was like, I need the max deal because Houston's giving me that money. 30 minutes later, they gave him the max deal.
With the fifth year.
Okay, with the fifth year. 30 minutes. But you fought Dwayne Wade, who, say what you want, got you 3 championships in Miami.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, why did LeBron leave? Why did Chris Bosh leave? Because of D-Wade. All right, it wasn't because of Pat Riley. It wasn't because of Eric Spoelstra. It was because D-Wade.
Exactly.
All right, because he had championship, and that's his boys. That's his friends. So that's the reason he left. Then this year, number one thing for Miami Heat, they said was to re-sign Hassan Whiteside. Hassan Whiteside to a max deal. Then you didn't want to turn – then you come back to D-Wade. Hey, we want to give you the same deal – that Dirk Nowitzki guy in Dallas.
After they lost out on Kevin Durant, of course.
After when they saved money for Kevin Durant, but you wasn't going to pay him extra.
And you didn't re-sign Tyler Johnson. You haven't matched the offer sheet on Tyler Johnson.
No, they were not re-signing him. Luau Deng left.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe Johnson left.
Did Joe Johnson
leave? Yeah, he's in Utah.
Okay.
There's tons of money out there for D-Wade.
He went to Utah.
He went to Utah 2 years, $22 million, something like that.
Oh, my goodness. Like, he hasn't got paid before.
He just got paid again. Keep getting paid, young man.
But,
old man.
You know, you signed D-Wade. Your priority was Hassan Whiteside, who has not won you anything.
The guy that goes from the minimum to the maximum. Wow! Hassan Whiteside, 14 and 11?
Right. And then Pat Riley – tells D Wade, "Hey, I don't like you hanging out with LeBron during the season and other things."
Oh yeah,
like
and
that.
We only want to give you $10 million per.
Right.
Now so, we're gonna double it to $20 million.
Why not? Hey, and let's not forget when the biggest reason D Wade left to go anywhere is because it's Chicago. He's from Chicago. He knows he's on his last contract a couple years. He's probably got 2-3 years left. He's not going to be Kobe where he sticks around way, you know.
Past his prime.
Right. He's going to – he's done in a couple years. He knows that. Why not go back to Chicago, you know, close to Marquette, like you said earlier, go play with Jimmy Butler, who played at Marquette, you know, try to let him be – learn from you, see what you can do in the playoffs, because anything could happen in the playoffs. You might end the Eastern Conference Finals. If Rondo plays the way he could play as an all-star, I'm saying 14 points, 10 assists a game, you know, you never know.
And between Wade and Butler, I expect 40 to 45 points.
And then you add Taj Gibson, not horrible, not a bad forward.
Taj Gibson is a hell of a player. His energy, his rebounding, his defense – or second to none, man. He just has to stay healthy.
Right. So, I mean, Chicago's not bad.
They got a good little roster in Chicago.
I mean, in Miami, like we were talking about, you already lost Joe Johnson. You got Chris Bosh coming back, but you don't know the whole Chris Bosh situation. Let's don't forget that.
Yeah.
You know, Chris.
Certain what's going to happen with CB.
Because, you know, supposedly Pat Riley and Miami Heat didn't want Bosh to play, but he was healthy. You know, and D Wade saw all that stuff, you know. So he was like, all right, I'm out.
There's no loyalty, man. There's no loyalty in that business, in that league. You got to go get paid. Well, you can go get paid. D Wade knows he's 34. He just wanted to feel a little more love. Like you were saying, he just wanted a little more love from Miami.
And let me not put too much past D Wade, too much heat on D Wade. No pun intended. Gabriel Union. See, Gabriel Union, I'm sure, had a little bit of something to say about this as well. All right? I mean, you know, she has a lot to say during the season and the off season. So, I'm sure she helped D-Wade out a little bit. It's like, hey, you ain't getting paid. You need to get paid what you deserve to get paid.
Go somewhere where you want to feel the love.
Right. You know? And, you know, you can't fault them for that. So, you know, he had great time. It was 13 years in Miami. I mean, trust me. They say it took him 3 years to build his house in Miami. All right, so he didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he'll come back. I mean,
he's not going anywhere. He could still live in Miami, Florida.
Right.
But players leave teams all the time, man. It happens. It's just that's just the sporting life as a whole, you know?
The average, like we talk about NFL, is only 3.5 years. Basketball, you know, people don't stay their whole careers in basketball usually anymore.
If now, you can get 10 years in the league, wow.
I mean, amazing. Look at Kevin Durant. I mean, not Kevin Durant. Look at, Kevin Garnett. Garnett, you always thought would be Minnesota. He left, won a championship, came back.
He went to a couple teams before he came back to Minnesota finally.
That happened.
Paul Pierce left Boston.
Yep.
Hey, left Boston. This guy was there his whole career. Come on, man.
People forget Jordan didn't stay with the Bulls all his career.
Jordan went to the Wiz.
Right.
Hakeem Olajuwon went to Toronto. Patrick Ewing went to Orlando and Seattle. These people go at the end of their careers. They leave their teams.
It happens.
It happens. Reggie Miller is one of the few. Him, Kobe Bryant, those are very few people that stick around.
But D-Wade, hey, good luck, man. You know, I'm
glad to see you out of our division because you've been kicking our ass for too long. We will not miss you down here.
All I know is I will be glad to go to Miami Heat games now for the Hornets because –
we should sweep the Heat.
Well, a lot of the bandwagon Heat fans – are gone now.
Oh, yes.
I mean.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, especially if they lose. And how hated. I'm going to tell you this. I would be surprised if Pat Riley lasts another year in Miami.
No, Pat Riley's good.
No, I'll be very surprised he lasts another year. After this year, I would be surprised he comes back.
Mickey Arison ain't going to let Pat Riley go.
Mickey will look at Pat Riley and say, what's your plan? Because we done lost the big three in 3 years.
But they end up, you know, they got Justice Winslow, who they're hoping could turn into a potential all-star.
If he doesn't.
Josh Richardson, who has the potential to be a up-and-coming all-star.
You still got
Goran Dragic down there. Hopefully Chris Bosh comes play. Hassan Whiteside shows his full potential and becomes that superstar player. But go get Deion Waiters. Maybe Deion in South Beach with that crew. That becomes the player he's supposed to be.
That's a lot of what ifs, though. You say
you
got to
play that game
ifs.
A chance. You know, throw them craps out there. Hope for a seven.
I'm just saying, if they don't do something really well this season, I don't think Riley will be back next season because his reputation with the players is not going the right direction right now. And I'm talking about D-Wade, LeBron, and Chris Bosh. So we'll see.
We'll see.
Let's go into dummies of the week. Who's there? It's the Breakdown, Dummy of the Week.
Let's give it up for Miami for letting D-Wade walk right out the door.
Hell yeah. You giving them a dummy?
I'm giving them a dummy. Went from thinking that you had Kevin Durant, D-Wade, and Hassan Whiteside, and Chris Bosh, to only having Hassan Whiteside and a maybe Chris Bosh. You got to get D-Wade back in the door. Can we give the Charlotte Hornets a dummy of the week, please, for not making any aggressive moves out there? What the hell is going on out here? Jeez. Let's make some moves, man, please. That's all I got this week. Because I got a lot of sunshine players. There's been a lot of good things going on out here, too.
Well, good. We'll do that next. Tyler Johnson signs an offer sheet with the Nets, 4 years, $50 million. Dude,
I'm giving the Nets a dummy?
I'm giving the Nets a dummy. Yeah, I like the Jeremy Lin sign. 3 years, $36 million makes sense. But you signed Tyler Johnson, another point guard, to a 4 year, $50 million deal. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Then they signed, the Brooklyn Nets should just get dummy of the year. Because you signed Allen Crabbe to an offer sheet. 4 years, $72 million. Allen Crabbe?
Allen Crabbe, he a baller?
Not bad. Look, just because he looks like Beckham Jr., you don't sign him to a huge deal in New York. But they did. So we'll see.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Nick Young. Escapes injury after firework accident. I don't know if you heard about this one.
Did he try to blow his hand off too?
He was hosting an Independence Day celebration at his Southern California home on Monday. It was apparently quite the affair, complete with plenty of guests and, of course, fireworks. Ex-fiance Iggy was not there. Unfortunately, it does not appear Young saw JPP on fireworks safety. He lit a artillery shell, exploded in the host's hand, but he escaped without injury.
Idiot.
Nick Young.
If you blow off your hand, there's no way you can play basketball again.
Why are you playing with fireworks, man? Seriously.
They never learn, man.
My next dummy, Mets fans. No, Rich Cho. Don't let me forget Rich Cho real fast. The Hornets. Man, you think I was rough on Steve Clifford the last couple of years. It's getting ready to get real.
Steve Clifford don't get to make these decisions. I'm talking about coaching.
I've been kind of rough on Steve Clifford. And now I misunderstood because the real enemy in the house is Rich Cho. If you look back since 2010 when he came to Charlotte, if you go back and look at all the moves he's made, they've not been that good. They haven't. I mean, we've had some. Kemba, Bismack was good until we let him go. There's been a lot of bad moves. But we'll talk about
Adam
it.
Adam Morrison,
trading Gerald Wallace the year he made an all-star team. There was a lot. The next dummy I got is Mets fans give Jose Reyes a standing ovation in his first game back with the Mets.
Why?
He didn't hit a home run. He didn't do anything. He just came out at bat and they gave him a standing ovation.
And he was hitting a .187 in the minor league
and
stint.
Let me tell you something else he was hitting. His wife. All right? We have to get in this society to stop. I understand what happens at your house may not affect you, but it really does. Two doubles yesterday. That's great. He still didn't deserve a standing O from the Mets.
Two dubs.
So, but it's like people forget when a guy like Ray Rice, who is actually trying to get back in the good grade, is doing things for domestic violence. Ray Rice can't even get back in the league. But this guy gets back within the year. And he gets a standing ovation from the New York Mets fans. And matter of fact, when the Mets, I saw a story from New York Times. I don't care as long as he can hit.
Because there is no video of Jose Reyes beating his wife. If they had video, like they had video of Ray Rice hitting his wife, it'd be a different story.
Yep.
We listen with our eyes, man.
Yep. And last but not least, Lewis Murphy, former Carolina Panther man.
Wide receiver?
Yes. He was locked in museum after passing out at Deontay Thompson's wedding. Deontay Thompson's a Bears wide receiver. He got married over the weekend with his University of Florida teammate, Lewis Murphy. Murphy's night ended in the unexpected fashion, however. Murphy woke up inside a locked museum on Saturday morning and broke a pane of glass to unlock a door that allowed him to get out to call the police. Murphy told the responding officers that he had been drinking during the wedding and was left behind by the rest of the wedding guests after he fell asleep on the stairs in a courtyard.
That's smart. That's great.
Lewis Murphy, you get my dummy of the week.
Lou Murph. No relation to Eddie Murph.
Yeah.
Or Charlie Murph.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Man, I'm telling you, they just keep getting better. If you have a dummy of the week or a bonehead play of the week or something, tweet us at BSS Carolinas, share it with us, and we will talk about it on the show. Let's go into some baseball because now we're at the All-Star break. Halfway point of the season after this weekend. Look at the divisions real fast. I'm sure Scott's got a lot to add. The Baltimore O's lead 2.5 games over the Blue Jays. The Yankees are in last.
Womp, womp,
second and last, excuse me. Suppose y'all will be sellers at the trade deadline.
Oh, yes. We got a lot of good product we are trying to sell.
Yeah, it's most – I heard Chapman will probably be moved and Miller will most likely move. Y'all are only 5 games back in the wild card and 8 games back in the division. We'll see. I know it's not making it great. The Indians lead over the Tigers by 7.5. Big surprise is the Indians in first right now.
The Windians!
Yeah. The Rangers lead by 7.5 over the Astros. That's another surprise. A lot of people didn't see the Rangers winning the division. I think I did.
But the Astros, as terribly as they started the season, have turned it around. And they will be fighting for this division and definitely a wild card spot coming down the stretch. And the only reason the Mariners are still around is because of the phenomenal play of Robinson Cano.
Yep. The National, which is a surprise, by the way, to the Mariners because King Felix has been out on the 15-day DL. So, and they're still there.
There's a few pitchers going out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll talk about that too. The Nationals lead over the Mets by 4 games. There you go, Scott. At least you're in second now.
The Mets and the Nationals will be battling. The Nats need another bat. The Mets desperately need another bat. Which one of these two teams is going to make that move to get that bat in their lineup that's going to push them over the top?
And then we got the Marlins only 2.5 games out of
Miami.
Or the wild card. They're 6.5 of the division.
Boom, boom.
If Stanton keeps hitting the way they hit, you know, who knows? The Central, the Phillies, later, They're 8-2 right now in the last 10 games. They're playing really good. The Cubs lead the Cardinals by 9 games right now in the West. The
Cubs are struggling a little bit, though. The Cubs have struggled over the last 15 so games. They haven't been as dominant as they have.
Yeah, they're 4-6 in the last 10. So, and watch out for the Pirates.
They're hot right now.
They're 8-2, 7-game winning streak, and they also, second half of the season, have the easiest schedule in baseball.
But are they going to trade Andrew McCutchen? I've heard rumors out there of them trading Andrew
McCutchen.
He has
really struggled this season so far. As a matter of fact, somebody wants me to trade for him. Somebody offered me to trade Stanton for him. Uh-huh. I'm like, I'm not trading Stanton. Nah. Stanton just hit 4 home runs and 4 at-bats.
But good thing Pittsburgh has – what's his name?
Marte?
Yeah.
Sterling Marte.
He has been awesome.
I wouldn't trade McCutchen.
I wouldn't trade him, but if I was the Dodgers, I would be seeing if he was available.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, we need a lot of things. Yeah. We need some pitching, more importantly. If we could get Garrett Cole and McCutchen, that would be great. But the Cubs are, like we said, they're 4-6 in the last 10 games. They lead the division by 9. And then the West, the Giants lead the Dodgers by 5 games. And, of course, Clayton's on the DL. But we're 7-3 in the last 10 games. So
we lost 2 in a row, though, unfortunately, for the Dodgers. They need Kershaw back sooner than later.
And he's already made he was on the mound the other day, so hopefully he'll be back soon. Do you want to change any of your postseason predictions or preseason predictions?
Didn't I have San Francisco winning the West? I'm still good with
that. I think you did.
I'm still comfortable with what I picked, man. Maybe the AL East, I think I had Toronto. I'm going to stay with that. The Central Division, I think I went Detroit, didn't I?
Yeah, I think both of us went Detroit.
The Indians look like they're going to have that division. So that would be the only thing I change. I think everything else will work out like I kind of felt like it would. Houston, I think, will have a chance to catch Texas. Because behind Cole Hamill, which is the problem for the entire American League, there's not a lot of great – there's no great pitching staffs. There may be one good pitcher here, one good pitcher there, a couple good relievers, whatever. But you go to the National League – the Giants, their starting pitcher rotation is loaded. The Cubs, loaded. The Nationals, loaded. The Mets, loaded. Their pitching is unbelievable, man.
Yeah, there's not a lot of pitching staffs that are loaded like that. For me, I'm going to stay with Baltimore because I think I had them preseason. I'm going to go with – I think the White Sox may catch the Indians because you were talking about pitching. They got Chris Sale, who has been pitching great. Then you add Carlos Rodon. You add James Shield is the big question mark. If he can actually – they
he,
traded
he
for him.
He looked like big game James.
He was
in
good
a while.
The other – he had a good game yesterday. He has struggled up to that point. If he can pitch big game James, they could catch up those games on the Indians. As far as the West, the AL West – I mean, I picked the Texas Rangers to win. I'm going to stick with that. At what point does the L.A. Angels start blowing things up? Because they're 35-50.
I think
Mike Socha is on his last leg.
They are heavy sellers before the trade deadline. I think they'd try to move Pujols, Wilson, and they won't move Trout. No. They got to keep Trout no matter what. He's their only centerpiece, even though he hasn't even had the season that we're accustomed to Mike Trout having.
Yep. As far as the East goes, I'm sticking with the Nationals. I just don't think the Mets have enough bats to win that division. I'm going to go with the Pirates. No, I'm going to go with the Cubs. Pirates will be dangerous, though, in the second half. And then out West, I'm going to go with the Dodgers. I mean, I picked them preseason. Mm-hmm. I still think we're only 6 games back of the Giants. If we get our pitching, Han Ryu's coming back the second half of the season. He's already made a minor league start.
So how many more innings or how many more games do they allow Rios to pitch? Oh, Urias, I think.
They already sent him back to the minors.
They did? Okay.
I don't think he comes back maybe second half of the season in August. let him pitch down the stretch. But they already sent him back to the minors. So who knows when he comes back. I would say August, though. At the midway point of the season, real fast, do you have an MVP for the AL, NL?
NL MVP is – it's got to be Bryce Harper, man. He's the most dangerous, feared hitter in that league. He is getting walked all the time, man. And it's a great reason. Because if he gets something to hit, he's going to drive it a ton. He's going to kill it. I also like the guy from Pittsburgh we were just talking about, Starte.
Sterling Marte,
yeah. He can get a couple votes. In American League, that's tough, man. That's really, really tough in the American League. Because the guy that's supposed to win all the time isn't putting up the season. I have nobody in the American League. David Ortiz? Big Poppy Ortiz? He's having a hell of a season. He is killing it from that DH position.
I'm going to say Chris Bryant in the NL.
He's having a phenomenal
25
season
homers,
too.
64 RBIs right now. In that lineup, he's just killing it. AO, Todd Frazier, man, he's keeping the White Sox above it. I'm going to go with him in the AL. Pitching, Clayton Kershaw in the NL.
No question.
You know, AL, Cy Young, Chris Sale. Yeah. Now, Cueto's right there with Kershaw pitching great, but Kershaw's 1.79 ERA in the NL. All right. You know, the All-Star game is this Tuesday. Make sure you watch the game. It's very important because everyone who wins get home field advantage. Anything you want to add on baseball?
I don't like the fact that the Cubs got first, second, third, and short at starting positions of the All-Star game. I know the fans vote on it, but damn near the entire infield is all Cubbies. It really shocked me that they allowed it, but I mean, it is.
They did the same thing to the Orioles last year.
True.
I think they need to take away from the fan voting a little bit. I think it determines too much because some of these guys, there's other players. I'm very surprised Trevor Story didn't make it on the first one, the rookie from the Rockies.
That was
19 home runs, batting .330.
Yeah.
And he's in the final vote. So you have to go vote for him to get in. But there's. We need more diversity in the lineups, I think, because there's way too much of the same team. I understand if you have the best season, you should get the most All-Stars.
I guess. But, you know, the fans that go in and vote hundreds and hundreds of times because they have nothing better to do, maybe limit that one vote.
If you're going to vote on actually who is playing great. All right, I had two Dodgers I voted for the All-Star game, Corey Seager and Clayton Kershaw, okay? Those are the two best Dodgers right now playing at their positions.
Yeah, Seager's playing that, outstanding ball.
Yeah. Anyway, that is all of our Major League Baseball talk for today. Let's go into Sunshine Players of the Week.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know.
Do you have any sunshine?
Brad Keselowski winning at Daytona, over the weekend at the restricted plate race. Way to go, BK. He is turning it on. Dustin Johnson, his second win in as many weeks. Won the U.S. Open, won the WGC. Over the weekend, coming back, walking Jason Day down. Dustin Johnson is in a different zone right now. Sam Querrey knocked off Novak Djokovic. Djokovic, you know, he's been killing it for the past 3 years. Lost in the third round to Sam Querrey. The first time Novak Djokovic hasn't made a major quarterfinal since 2009. That's incredible. Let's give some love to Serena Williams. I feel like this is the weekend. She ties the all-time major record. She wins Wimbledon on Sunday over Kiefer, even though Kiefer just beat her in the French final. So we'll see.
Well, hopefully it's sister versus sister.
No, Venus lost.
Oh, did she lose?
Yeah, she lost.
All right.
Who else do I have? Is there anybody else? I want to give a shout out to Iceland and Wales for as well as they played in the Euro Cup, making it as far as they did. They just finally ran into extremely good talent. And let's see. I think that's it. I think that's all I got.
Okay. I've got a couple. Corey Seager is the youngest Dodger to ever make the All-Star team at 22. Ronaldo ties the record for most Euro goals in a of all time.
Yeah.
And then last, or actually the next one, Ball Boy for best photo bomb ever. Ball Boy sneaks into Portugal with photo hugs Ronaldo. I got to give this man credit.
Right?
Like, I got to give this boy credit.
What? I was out on the pitch. I was doing my thing. you see know, Ronaldo looking at him like, boy, what?
If you're going to sneak on to a photo bomb, that is the ultimate photo bomb. All right? Ronaldo, anytime a photo bomb is, you know, that's the one to sneak on to. Then I got Giancarlo Stanton for hitting 4 home runs and 4 at-bats.
Damn.
The dude is starting to hit. So that's good news for them, for Miami Marlins. Real fast, let's get into UFC 200.
Oh, can we get a shout out to all the NBA players? They just got overpaid. Congratulations.
Absolutely. And share with the fans if you want.
Right.
You know, just
spread the wealth.
Free seats. UFC 200 preview. Of course, the big news, John Jones is taken out of UFC 200 main event.
Last night around 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
For?
Allegedly going to fail a drug test. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but it's more than likely he's going to have a positive drug test for performance-enhancing drugs. And Dana White and the UFC committee just went ahead and pulled him from 200. Man. Brock Lesnar better have a hell of a show to save 200. What are they going to do? Who are they going to pull for Cormier in 3 days?
Do they replace him? I mean, do they replace John Jones and put somebody else in that spot against Cormier in 3 days?
I think they're going to try. I think they're going to try. They're going to have to do something. Cormier needs an opponent.
Is there somebody to fight him?
A light heavyweight? I am not sure. Not off the top of my head. I would have to go do a little research.
A lot of people was saying that they hope it's PEDs and not an actual drug because then he's probably done UFC because this will be the third time. Yeah. This guy's got to get it at some point, right? I mean, come on, man. You just got back from a hit and run, may I add, where you hit and run a pregnant lady. All right.
And then you come back for your weed.
Yeah, you go back to get the weed where you hit a pregnant lady, by the way. And then you're 3 days away from UFC 200. Not like 189, 190, 200. A big one for UFC. And you're headlining it. You're the main event over Brock Lesnar in UFC return. Come on, man. I should have added him my dummies.
Never too late to add someone to the dummy list.
Right.
John Jones.
Damn. So, you know, it's besides that, what else we got at UFC 200?
You got just Brock Lesnar. The rest of the matches aren't that exhilarating. It's nothing. Jose Aldo. Jose Aldo will be on the card. If you're a Jose Aldo fan, if you remember him, he just got knocked out by Conor McGregor in 10 seconds in his last fight. So I guess he's looking for redemption. I don't care to see Jose Aldo.
Does Brock Lesnar beat Hunt?
Yes.
All right.
I think he does.
He should. I'm going to go with Lesnar. Don't forget, you got Aldo and Edgar against each other. Yeah. Misha Tate and Nunes fights. Misha Tate's fighting.
Great. Where's my girl, Rhonda? I know she wasn't ready to compete.
Where's Miss Side Piece?
Right.
Then we got Kenny Velasquez versus Travis Brown.
Pass.
Pass on that one, too?
Pass.
We got Misha Tate fighting, the champ fighting, though.
Pass.
So not really excited about any of the others.
No.
All right.
I was excited for Jon Jones and Daniel Cormier.
So UFC 200 card just went downhill.
Completely.
All right.
Go ahead and get Nick Diaz and Conor McGregor in there. Let's go ahead and fly them in.
Can we fly them in now?
Let's just do it.
All right. Let's go. Anything else in UFC 200?
Nah, man.
Somebody's disappointed.
You can hear it in my voice.
I can tell. All right, let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Two words. The first one, Ray Allen considering coming out of retirement to play for the Warriors or Cavs.
Get paid.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Ricardo Lockett letter on the Players Tribune about retiring. I don't know if you read it. I read some of it. He's the Seahawk player that almost died on the Cowboys game.
Didn't read.
Very, very heartwarming, I guess, because it read about his. If you haven't checked out the Players Tribune, you should, because you see a lot of good stories about. They write these stories. The players write these stories. Kevin Durant wrote his letter on the Tribune. There's some really good stories on that site. Very heartwarming. The Secret Life of Pets come out this weekend, the movie. I know you can't wait.
You're
a big Disney guy.
Can't wait.
Take your daughters.
To download.
another must-see. Durant goes to Golden State.
Bitch move.
Most hated. You think LeBron was hated? Oh, boy, the Cavs and LeBron just said thank you because now the Warriors are most hated. Say what you want. I guarantee you the Warriors will be booed just as much as the Cavs.
But then, you know, they're going to have them bandwagoners. The super team, the Splash family. Thank you, Jeff Teague, for that one.
The Splash family. Warren Hibbert to the Hornets.
Nani? That's Japanese for what?
Hold on a second.
My gosh, Roy Hibbert. Roy Hibbert. Say what?
That's my two words this week. For that UFC 200.
Let down.
Lesnar knockout. That's the only thing I think is going to save this card. Maybe Ronda Rousey comes out and interferes in Misha Tate's fight.
Hit her with a steel chair. Wham! The winner by disqualification.
Why not, man? I mean, you got to do something to spice this thing up a little bit. All right, let's go into Bon Voyage.
I would say Bon Voyage.
Bon voyage. You got any bon voyages?
Let's go bon voyage to this week's episode of BSS Carolina. As always, you can find us on iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Stitcher, iTunes, our webpage, just any and everywhere. We are all over the place on the airwaves. Check us out, man.
Absolutely. Follow us on Twitter. Listen to all our shows. You can catch us everywhere, as always. Bon Voyage. I got OJ Mayo has been dismissed from the league for violating the drug policy. We didn't talk about it earlier.
I think it's PEDs.
I think it's PEDs also, but he is done.
He's done.
And I'm going to say this. I should have put him in my dummies. You talk about a guy with a lot of talent coming out and that could play, that could ball. and somebody that did not put the effort into it to play. I hope a bunch of these young guys in the NBA look at O.J. Mayo and see the wrong way to play.
Michael Jordan destroyed O.J. Mayo early. He was O.J. Mayo, when he came out for the draft, he was working out in Chicago. You know, O.J. thought he was this and that. Here comes Jordan come walking into the gym. They play one-on-one. Jordan dominates O.J. Mayo in the one-on-one game. O.J. confidence was done. He ain't been the same since. Damn, MJ, destroying careers before they even get started.
But Mayo, man, much prayers and everything. I hope you get your life going straight. But basketball's done, it looks like. I guess you can go overseas. Clayton Kershaw on the DL. He should be back soon, which we definitely need him after All-Star break. So he won't be in the All-Star game. But it's all right. Zimmerman.
They'll let Noah Syndergaard start for the Mets at the All-Star game.
Or Cueto.
If you were the Mets head coach manager and your guys at the All-Star game, you got to start your guy.
Jordan Zimmerman is on the DL. Signed that huge contract. He's on the DL.
Nats. What's going on?
Matt Harvey goes on the DL.
He might be done for the season.
Safety Kenny Phillips retires from the Giants after six seasons. A lot of talent, but, you know, he said, my body's banged up. I got to step to the side. Oscar Pistorius sentenced to 6 years
in
jail.
Only 6 years. Yeah. Because of extensive circumstances or something. I don't know. But at least he's going to finally serve sometime.
We didn't talk about it earlier. Lionel Messi actually convicted of tax fraud. Sentenced to jail time.
Him and his father.
But they don't have to serve any jail
because they were only sentenced to 21 months. And over in Argentina, if it's a sentence less than 2 years, they don't have to serve it.
But that's something.
And they are appealing this sentence. They don't feel like they did anything wrong. Go more power for you, Leo Messi.
And last but not least, I don't think we really talked about it. Buddy Ryan passed away at age 82.
Man, we had a tough week.
Pat Summitt at age 64 passed
away. Then Buddy Ryan. I remember Buddy Ryan. I wasn't thinking about it until I heard him talk about it, but he punched Kevin Gilbride in the neck on the sideline of Houston Oilers game when he was the head coach of the Houston Oilers. Gilbride said something he didn't like. Buddy Ryan caught back and raped it down. I was like, oh, snap, Buddy Ryan is gangster.
Oh, yeah. That's Buddy Ryan, man.
And the great Pat Summitt, they were telling a story about her, like, the year she was pregnant with her son. They was like, Pat's in pain, and they need to pull the plane down. They were flying over Virginia, and they had just lost to Virginia in the tournament. She said, you better not land in Virginia. I'm not having this baby in Virginia. You better hit the gas and get me to Tennessee.
I'm having Tennessee.
Dude flew as fast as he can. There were black streaks on the side of the plane. They were going so fast, man. Pat Summitt, man. Y'all will be missed.
Pat Summitt was a pioneer for women.
Women's basketball.
Just women in general. You know, everything she did for women's basketball, for basketball, people at Tennessee, people out men's basketball everywhere always went to Pat Summitt to get help. LeBron, everybody has talked about, they have talked to Pat Summitt.
Women's basketball wouldn't be anywhere where it is now if Pat Summitt.
I don't think women's sports would be where they are.
And then Buddy Ryan,
there would be no WNBA if it wasn't Pat Summitt.
And we remember Buddy Ryan being carried off right next to Mike Ditka on players' shoulders. That's how much they love Buddy Ryan.
As much as I hated that Philly team when he coached, he was a thorn in the side of the Cowboys for all those years in the 80s and 90s when he coached there. But, man, you had to respect him and that team. So, you know, much prayers, thoughts for the families and everything else. You got anything else, man?
It's always sports is life.
And you can catch us everywhere. Catch us next week. We will have a show Thursday night next week. Send us any tweets, question, comments. Tell us what you don't like.
Are we doing
like,
Rule of Three next week?
Yes.
We are. Rule of Three Mondays.
Monday at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock from 6 to 7. Yep. Check that out.
And you can catch us everywhere.
Side piece. That bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost.
And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when